you've heard of the dinosaur, the flying bird, the pterodactyl, right? There's a fellow down in Florida who claims that in 1978 he saw one. He emailed me and he said, George, I got to tell you about this. I've got a great interest in anyone finding an actual pterodactyl. If anybody has seen this pterodactyl, please let me know. I may sound a little selfish, but I want to vindicate myself. I saw a pterodactyl off the Keys of Florida in 1978. That's a long time ago, in case anybody remembers. No one believes me, even my own family. I saw it up close. I will not be swayed. I know exactly what one looks like, and I saw it. So if anybody ever saw one over the years, fast blast me or let me know so I can let this individual know that he indeed saw one of those. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our wild card line. You are on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
George, I don't know if anyone else has reported this, but in mid-June, for about 10 minutes, I witnessed the magnetic field of the Earth reverse.
What do you mean you witnessed it? How? Tell me.
Well, I'm a geologist, and I was out in southern Colorado doing some work, and, you know, you're working with a map, you're looking at the landscape. I knew which way was north.
Right.
But I was getting ready to go back to my truck at the end of the day. I looked at my compass, and I completely, everything was completely opposite.
A total flip.
I know which way was north, just by my map, by the landscape. But after I reoriented myself, I looked at my compass again, and it was pointing the same way.
Okay,
so
it lasted only for a few moments then.
It was eight or 10 minutes, but I knew which way was which. I mean, by which way certain peaks were, the map I was looking at, but my compass said exactly opposite.
Could there have been anything magnetic in that area that would have done that, at least for that moment?
Well, I mean, I was doing work there for, 10 days and never noticed any type of anything that would be a magnetic anomaly that would change my compass. And I don't know if it was... I know there's a lot of crazy stuff potentially going on with the magnetosphere and then the Earth's magnetic field itself, and I don't know if there could be a small-scale oscillation like this.
No, that is strange. First time I ever heard. Now, when did this happen?
This was in mid-June, and, I went back. When I finally got back to civilization, I checked to see if I said, well, maybe this is going to be reported somewhere. I'm going to have... been a part of something that was a historic scientific moment, and I haven't seen it anywhere.
I have not seen it. You're the first I've ever heard of this.
But, if anyone else out there has heard it, I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. That is 8 minutes of a total magnetic shift. By the way, saw a trailer for Art's movie, by the way. It's out there on the Internet. And Day After Tomorrow, of course, his book with Whitley was the coming global superstorm. And that's going to be a great movie. It's coming out on Memorial Day, and I'm sure Art will be telling you a little bit more about that. But that's going to be something else. Very good. Very creative. First-time caller line. Welcome to Coast. You are in the air. Hi there.
Hello, George. How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Hometown.
Yes, sir. I was just giving you a call today because I remember hearing you talk about several months ago or maybe a year ago how you kept seeing the number 1111.
Always. Still do.
I have been seeing that number for the last 2 months. Unbelievable. I just went to a recording studio tonight, sat down at the keyboard, and the number 1111 was on one keyboard I was on. I looked up at another keyboard that was up on on this rack. It had 1111 on it. This morning when I got in the car, I turned on the radio, I looked at the number, it was 1111 in the morning. every time I look at it, it seems like every time I turn around, I don't know if it's my subconscious mind just constantly seeing that number, but when you said that, I thought you were crazy. But now it's like every time I turn around, I'm seeing that number. Do you know what that number means?
Well, now you're just as nuts as I am.
I'm going nuts. I really am.
it's supposed to. Different numbers, when you find them in that kind of order or fashion, represent different things. And I've been told that the ones, a combination of 1-1-1 or 11-11, means some kind of enlightenment, that you're tuned in at a very high level. So it's supposed to be a good thing.
That's interesting.
And, you're into music. That's pretty creative. It might have a lot to do with just who you are and your creativeness.
Yeah, and isn't, like, the number 11, I mean, that's a pretty intense number in the first place because, like, you know, you have everybody talking about 777 and 666. Isn't that, those are numbers that are derivative of 11, aren't they?
Yeah, they all are. And, I even sometimes try to avoid clocks just to see if I can get away from it. And sure enough, I'll stumble into something that'll have the same numbers.
It's crazy. I went one day, I was at work and, my boss said, you know, I need you to take this bank, you know, drop to the bank and, you know, deposit this bank,
yeah.
You know, deposit. And I was like, okay. So I drive down to the bank, you know, I pull up to the bank teller. At the window, and I hand her the money, you know, and she's like, okay. And she puts the money in the, you know, counter. And I look up on the counter, and I'm noticing her, you know, doing her job. And I notice that the serial number for the bank that bank here in St. Louis was 1111-92. And I'm going.
Now, did this just happen to you when you started hearing it on the show?
Well, no, it didn't happen. You know, you talked about this almost a year ago, I believe.
Yeah, just a little bit. And then I really picked it up about 4 months ago.
And I hadn't been talking about it. I mean, I hadn't been listening to this radio show. I mean, I'm very sorry. I've been really busy and stuff. I usually listen to it all the time. But last, you know, 6-7 months, I had been listening to it. And I thought, man, I got to call George because, you know, and the first thing tonight when I saw that tonight, I said, I got to call George because this is nuts. I remember him talking about it, and I don't understand. And now this is the 11th month.
Yep.
And the 11th day is coming up.
It's coming up. And let me tell you, you won't be able to get rid of this. I mean, it stays. There may be moments for a week or two where you think it's gone, but it comes roaring back again.
Yeah, and it's exactly right. It's been like, you know, I try not to think about it, you know what I mean? And I'm telling everybody, what is this deal? You know, everybody thinks I'm crazy.
There's two of us. All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, George.
Bye. All right, you have that number. Once it's there, that you don't get rid of them. And some of you probably see threes and sixes and nines all the time, but it's always around. East of the Rockies, you are on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Doing well.
John, KSTP, Minnesota.
Hi, John.
Hey, I called you about 3 months ago about William C. Cooper. I was supposed to email you about when he was a CIA operative, and it was Behold a Pale Horse, a book. Have you read that yet?
I have not read the book yet. I have not even gotten the book yet.
Okay, you've got to read it if you find it in print, because it also talks about Jupiter, what's going on now with his information.
Do you really think he was an operative?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got all the credentials for it. When you read the book, believe me, like he said, he also predicted his own death.
In the book?
In December, yes.
Okay.
In December when he died, what was it, 2 years ago?
He died in a shootout with police officers.
Exactly. 13 state troopers who are also known to be Masons, as they call it. But that's what he wrote in his book. You keep reading further, you'll see a lot of stuff that's correlating right now.
I promise to track it down.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Anyways, I just want to say that, and I got a billion questions, but I can't remember.
All right, when you remember, try to get back in. Good luck if you can. Wildcard line, welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, George?
Yes.
Richard Nixon was president for 66.6 months.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
What
he
an ominous
president
group.
On January 20th, 1969, and he abdicated on August the 9th, 1974, 5 years, 6 months, and 20 days later. 66 months and 20 days, 66.6 months.
He was doomed from the moment he was elected, wasn't he?
Strange, isn't it?
It is weird. How in the heck did you come up with that?
I don't know. One day I just calculated it, and I said, my God, there's 666 right there in the number of days that Richard Nixon, or months, that he was president.
What made you calculate it?
Well, I was watching some religious show on TV, and they were talking about 666, and for some reason I said, gee, I wonder how long Nixon was president. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, if I counted up the number of months, it worked out to 66.6.
Do me a favor, don't count any months on me.
You're doing a great job, George, better than I thought you could do.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right. Better than you thought you could. Ah, we just surprised all kinds of people, didn't we? Didn't we? Hey, by the way, shortly, Lex will post on the website very shortly, and I'll tell you when it's there, some techniques for you to become invisible. I want some of you to try it and to let me know either during the show on Fast Blast or during the day or two if it works for you. I haven't tried these techniques yet, but apparently it's supposed to be some kind of invisibility defense shield that you are being able to use for interstellar travel and time travel to hide your visual body, your physical body, and the human energy system form so other human beings and alien races cannot find it, cannot see you. So as soon as those techniques are up there, I'll let you know on the Coast to Coast AM website. Practice them, and then let me know if it works. I just don't know how you're going to know if it works unless you have someone see if you're there or not. Back in a moment.
Reserve your free CD of Art Bell and Malachi Martin when you subscribe to After Dark. Call toll-free 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505.